Healthy Life.
Is what's on your mind. Happy New Year from all of us. 550 K-Fire, KCJB Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, KTGO Tioga, AM 1090, the Bakken Talk Radio Flag Operation, and KLTC and Dickinson as well at 1460 on your dial. This is another edition of What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell today. I'm Scott Hinnon. Mr. Mitchell, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Well, good, because I'm not sunburned from being west of Castleton from that unbelievable inferno out there.
How do you think we keep warm in North Dakota? Come on. We need a fire every now and then.
I like the fact that we make national news regularly because of our roaring economy and, you know, oil production, second in the nation now, only behind Texas and everything else. But you don't like to make national news like this.
There was
a great story in the New York Post yesterday, quoting an eyewitness from this train derailment, and a friend of mine from the Twin Cities sent me a little note about it, said, you got to love North Dakotans. Look at this guy who talked about, once he heard about the incident, drove out there, got a couple of blocks away, rolled down his windows and warmed his hands from the warmth. Two blocks away from this thing, that gives you an idea of what an inferno.
Wow, it is cold in North Dakota, isn't it?
But you know what else he did? He said it was a blessing that no one was injured, you know, so first and foremost, no one was hurt, no one was killed, and certainly could have been with an incident of 20, you know, oil tanker cars on fire out there, so certainly a big incident. Sadly, predictably, the critics are using this as sort of a gotcha. Okay, we had Quebec, we had Alabama, now we got the North Dakota oil, causing an inferno, causing an accident, but I always think context is missing from these kind of stories. You know, where is the simple fact that 99.9% of everything traveling by rail or truck or pipeline got to where it was supposed to go yesterday?
Yeah, you could say the same thing about cars, about airplanes, about everything.
You really could, yeah. So I don't know if this is causing folks to be concerned in a new way about rail safety. I mean, it's hard not to say what if here, because this happened about a mile west of Castleton, North Dakota, a community that's produced, five governors in our great state? I mean, this most recent Governor Dalrymple, but George Sinner and who else is from Castleton? Bill Guy. But I think there's five over the years that have come from Castleton, North Dakota, and probably more famous for that than most things, but, bedroom community, I guess you'd call it, or a suburb of sorts from Fargo-Moorhead, just a few miles west of Fargo. You think of, if this incident had happened at Castleton, just a mile to the east, or another 20 miles to the east in Fargo-Moorhead, an accident of that kind, could have been rather significant with injuries in a population center.
So what's the answer?
Well, I don't think you prevent accidents, number one. Although I think there's an argument to say, look, maybe just the sheer volume of oil being transported by rail is something we ought to consider, and that would be with more pipelines, Todd. You know?
That's just a really, pardon any pun, but it sparks that discussion. Is this the best means to transport that oil? And like you say, yeah. I mean, maybe the answer is pipelines. There, you hear about spills, but you don't hear about big explosions.
No, exactly right. And by the way, just think about this. Just the Keystone Pipeline project alone, the Keystone XL pipeline that we've heard so much about over the last number of years that has been held up strictly for politics, that one project, 500 trucks come off the road every single day once that's built. I don't know what the impact would be on rail travel, but it'd be significant as well. Again, that much less would have to go there. So I don't know. I'm mainly concerned what the listeners think here as far as do you see this as, look, accidents happen? We got over 120 comments on our Facebook page on this question right here. Following the derailment, collision of trains carrying oil near Castleton, some are already questioning the safety of transporting crude via rail. Use it as a sign of the negative effects of the oil boom. So we ask you, are accidents like this inevitable and rare? And because they're so rare, they are significant news events when they happen, but because they're rare, because accidents happen, should we not worry about it? Or is this an accident that causes you to be concerned about the impact of the oil boom in North Dakota? Answer that question, if you would, at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. By the way, Sheriff Paul Laney will join us next hour. Cass County Sheriff, who was on the scene managing what was a hazmat situation. They evacuated Castleton, North Dakota, because of this yesterday. He will join us. He's just stepped to the microphone at a press conference that is happening right now, so we'll get the latest here for you, but he will join us next hour. Bob Wefeld will also be here to talk about the USS North Dakota commissioning project coming in 2014 and how you can help that effort, plus Congressman Kevin Cramer in our talk radio town hall is New Year's Eve edition coming up in our 10 o'clock hour. Courtesy of KVLY, the NBC News, one of the NBC News affiliates in North Dakota. Let's pick up Sheriff Laney here on the train derailment and explosion in Castleton in day number two here.
Last night, since our last press conference, with the evacuation, what's going on? We'll give you some information about what's going on at the site. That's more into the BNSF world and the NTSB right now. And we can't really comment on that. It's not our investigation. It's a federal investigation. They're on scene. They're assessing. They're doing what they need to do from that end of it. From our end of it here, last night, it's been a busy night. It's been a long night, but a very productive night. I cannot stress enough the support that we received from you, the media, to communicate to the community, from our partners out there with the American Red Cross and the other entities out there that helped us evacuate and found shelter. As of now, we know about 19 people and two animals went to Discovery where they were sheltered. We do believe, it's a rough guess, but we believe about 65% of Castleton was evacuated. That's a rough guess from my captain in the field as we went basically the door-to-door and looking at the houses as we went. The evacuation was textbook, and we cannot compliment the citizens of Castleton and their leadership enough. It went very smooth. It went very well. People listened. They did not panic. They were calm. They were cool. We did not have one crash. We did not have one accident. People did what they were asked to do, and they got out, and that was our goal. Anybody that saw that explosion and saw that smoke, I think, understands why we were concerned. And as the wind shifted and the plume started coming over the top of us, we were very happy that we made those changes. What's occurring right now is a constant assessment. Really almost two separate things as we're looking at it and how I look at it as sheriff. We have the incident at the scene of the crash, and then we also have the evacuated city. We are in constant contact with the members of the unit that's monitoring the air conditions and what the particles in the air. We did see some things this morning that had caused us some concern, but those numbers are coming down. If Dr. Nye is able to make himself available, we will have him come up. And as he is in the back of the room, we'll have him come up and answer any questions here shortly about what he's seeing. We are in constant contact with him and his team. They are throughout Castleton in many different areas, from the nearest house at the scene all the way through to the other side of the city. Once we get the word from him and his team that we are in the green and that we are good, we're going to open the town back up and start getting people back into their homes. Obviously, the incident on the scene is going to go on for some time. We will secure that scene. We'll have deputies on perimeter at that scene as supporting the BNSF team and the NTSB investigative team as they go about their business. That's pretty much where we're at this point. We are going to be assessing as we go all morning. We are not going to move too fast because we don't want to bring people in and then turn around and say, oh, we moved too fast. We have to ask you to leave again. We will not do that to people. Once we are confident that the air is safe and that people can go back into their homes, we will get that word out through you, through the media, immediately, and get people back into their homes where they belong. That's our first goal. And then protecting the scene as the investigation continues there. Again, I just want to really compliment the people of Castleton. You're amazing. The way you worked with our deputies, it couldn't have went any smoother. And we really appreciate their support, their work, and just the way they handled themselves in a very, very critical situation. It was impressive to be part of. At that point, I can handle any questions that you have for me immediately. Would you like to say a few things?
Sure.
All right, we'll take a break here and come back with some of the other officials there. This press conference with an update on the train derailment in Castleton, actually taking place at the Central Cass High School. We thank KVLY for that feed as well. And Castleton is still evacuated. And BNSF, that's, of course, Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway, along with the National Transportation Safety Board, that's the NTSB that he was talking about, on the scene there. More of that as we continue. 800-228-0550 with your questions. This is What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Have you got stink? Terrible odor problem? Help is here from a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. They've got a provisional patent on an odor cure. It's odor medicine is what it is. And cigarette and smoke odors are gone. Mold and mildew odor gone. Mouse odor, patent cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or freezer, that awful odor gone. In fact, they're so confident in the product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter, it's getting cold outside, so they want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And listen to this. Call now. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off each product. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com and get that great deal for the first 50 people that call now.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Holy buckets! And by the way, we don't know the reason for this BNSF train derailment. Actually, it was a grain-hauling train that was westbound that actually derailed. It derailed into a train that was eastbound hauling the oil. So actually, it was the train hauling the grain that derailed, and it happened in the middle. Of that, in other words, it wasn't, when I first heard collision, I had this vision of, you know, two engines colliding and on the same track, but they were on separate tracks. train hauling grain going westbound, train hauling oil going eastbound, and the train with the grain actually buckled somewhere in the middle. Likely, I understand from folks that know this, as something related to the cold, a particular, you know, rail that because of the cold, this is what is suspected again by some folks inside the industry. 100-228-0550 is our telephone number, 701-258-0550. What do you make of the fuss? Inevitable that when a 104-car train is involved in a derailment, you have the visual of the explosion, you have the element of oil, you know, ahead of the, or I guess following on the Quebec situation and other incidents that it gets the attention it has, but it's been covered nationally and internationally. Does that surprise you? Is this an argument for safer delivery of oil products? Or is this just a product of the fact that accidents happen? If I wanted to be political today, I'd say, aha, see, this is the reason we need a Keystone XL pipeline. But that's not going to prevent accidents. I mean, you don't have fire bombs shooting into the air from pipeline. It's a different thing, but, you know, accidents happen. As Steve Jensen up at Tioga, the farmer north of Tioga that's still in the middle of a cleanup effort because of that spill. I mean, so accidents happen on pipelines, accidents happen with trucks, accidents happen with the trains. It happens. You know, this sky is falling mentality whenever an accident happens, I think, is un-American, to tell you the truth. It's my take.
Certainly one of the things that's going to not get hyped as much is the fact that this was a grain train. That's one element that's not necessarily going to get publicized nearly as much.
Yeah, the grain train is the one that was involved in the accident. You're exactly right. Now, again, it did derail into an oil train going the other way, but the accident actually occurred with the grain train. I think it's an important point, Todd. Kurt in North Dakota, your take on this. You're up on what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Say, it's cold as it is, and the pressure that's on those knuckles from those couplers and stuff, anything like that could break, a rail could break, and, you know, it's just the temperature, and then all the stuff about we need a pipeline and stuff like this. I still think it's safer to run an oil train than have a pipeline. I mean, you get stuff underground, but first of all, you got to dig the pipeline, run the landscape like that, put the pipeline down. And then if there's a rupture, like up by Tioga or wherever it was, if that farmer wouldn't have seen that, you know, that all gets undetected underground.
Yeah, they have provisions for that. That happened to be an older line that didn't have some of the detection, the capability they have now. But I think I think we need all of it. I think we need all of the above. It's sort of like, can oil replace... ethanol replace oil, or can, coal replace nuclear? We need everything to keep up with our insatiable appetite for energy. So we need pipeline. We need trains. We need it all, don't we, Kurt?
Well, in a way, yes. You know, the pipelines that are out there, you know, just upgrade those a little. Don't be out building more, like I said, tearing up the landscape and stuff like that. And like I've heard a lot of experts say, a train can go a lot of places where a pipeline can't. If you go over the river with the oil, but you're not going to build a pipeline under the Missouri River.
No, you have a point there, Kurt, because the flexibility that comes from oil being transported per train to say, well, look, if there's a glut at Cushing, I'm not going to send the oil to Cushing. I'll send it to the Louisiana port instead. I'll send it to a Texas port. Look at Delta Airlines. Delta Airlines is... you know, working with a refinery in the East Coast, I think near Philadelphia, and building their own refinery and contracting for North Dakota Oil and refining their own product for their planes. And, now that's an option for North Dakota Oil. And you lose this Bakken discount that has plagued, North Dakota Oil because of you got the best oil, some of the best oil ever, just that sweet North Dakota crude, yet there was a discount because of the log jam of how you get it to market. Well, that changes with pipelines. Changes with trains, changes with the flexibility that comes with other ways of transport. So, I don't think we can afford to pick one horse. I think the flexibility of having all of them is a good idea.
Well, no matter what, nobody's going to win the battle. We're going to be fighting over this till the day you and I aren't even on the face of the earth.
Good point, Kurt. Thanks for the call. So maybe we ought to just realize, look, it's inevitable, right? Death and taxes and arguments over fossil fuels. There's a sect of folks, a group of folks. I happen to think it's a small but very loud minority that are just anti-fossil fuels. They don't like coal, despite the fact cheap electricity is a product of coal. And North Dakota is a shining example of, you know, a coal state with all the power plants we have that burn coal. And look at our air, cleanest in the nation. So it can coexist, even at today's technology. And obviously that's changing every single day. There's folks that don't like oil, that think we can go a different direction. We don't need oil. We ought to go to green alternatives. Well, you don't lift a plane in this country without crude. It's plain and simple. You can't do it. Nobody puts alternative fuels into planes when they're flying, you know, grandma and grandpa home to see their grandkids at Christmas time. So the simple reality is we need it all. I mean, that's the bottom line. We need every bit of it, and we do it pretty darn responsibly. And, you know, the folks that want to bellyache, I'm with Kurt. They're going to bellyache forever, and they're going to use it as a political blunt force instrument. Have you seen, Todd, this latest video lighting water on fire as that's gone viral now, this video that's everywhere? This is a classic. And by the way, you can do it all kinds of places, but this video purports to suggest, oh, look, they're lighting the water on fire in because of all this fracking going on. Well, by the way, long before fracking, you could light oil on fire. I mean, water on fire, rather. You know, it's crazy, but people will use this for their own benefit. Jared and Bismarck, let's get you in quickly before the break. Jared, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Jared. Go ahead. What's your take?
Yeah, I was just, I'm from the Bakken area. And one of the things I think is, you know, I'm all for the oil, but the regulation is just horrible. The monitoring of the wells, And all these accidents is proving that, you know, if they had a better system set up, you know, the state of North Dakota, I don't think these things would be happening as often. And you have to admit there has been quite a few accidents in the short period that the Bakken's been in play.
Now, again, what accidents are you referring to, Jared?
Just read the paper, you know, and then there's probably a lot of them that come into play that.
I'm just curious if you meant by accidents oil spills, or you're talking about train derailments?
Oil spills, the pipeline accidents. There's been several fires, you know.
Sure. Up against the break, Jared, but we'll ask others if they think there should be more regulation, if that might be the concern. That's your take. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off. And we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex in Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by High Plains Apache. The Apache sprayers, one owner kind of said what they had to say, and it's good stuff. They said we didn't look anywhere else because we had our Apache for 9 seasons and had so few breakdowns. It was just very impressive. I was surprised at the resale value on it. It was almost as much as we paid for it new. It's a win-win for me. Letter goes on to say it's going to cost me less to buy and cost me less to own. What more could you ask for? Doesn't matter what piece of equipment you're buying, those are the two things you want, the lowest cost and the best return on your investment. I know it's giving me both, the letter says. Apache sprayers offer power to the ground technology, maximum efficiency, power of fuel savings, and simplicity. The Apache sprayer is the only sprayer with a 5-year standard warranty. See them at High Plains Apache in Frontier and in Mandan.
With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hammond today on a New Year's Eve edition of What's On Your Mind. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Continuing to follow the ongoing situation, Castleton, North Dakota evacuated the result of a train derailment and explosion west of Castleton yesterday. Cass County Sheriff Paul Laney will join us for the latest on the incident, the evacuation, and also what BNSF and the National Transportation Safety Board officials on the scene are telling us about the reasons for that accident. So we'll talk about that. Also, if you have a question or comment for Congressman Kevin Cramer, he'll be here all of the next hour, most of the next hour, after our conversation with Sheriff Laney. And, of course, it's his weekly town hall, special New Year's Eve edition. I welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Grand Forks has been awarded a drone test site. What do you think about that? We'll talk about that more, but any and all questions and comments for Kevin Cramer, if you want to get them in now, always a good idea. You can call us at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Our friend Bob Wiefald is here to talk about the USS North Dakota events in 2014. He's the chair of the USS North Dakota committee. He's also a Navy man. You're a Navy guy, weren't you, Bob?
I am a Navy guy, absolutely. 3 years active duty, 24 in the reserves. I love the Navy. It's the greatest opportunity I had in my life, except marrying my wife and being a state district court judge.
And it's sort of like a Marine. You're never a former Marine. You're never a former Navy man. You're once a Navy man, once an Army man, once an Air Force man or woman.
Exactly right.
And, of course, Bob also a retired judge, and he just has got a resume as long as my arm. Of great contributions to public service and to the great state of North Dakota and this country. So we appreciate you a great deal.
Well, thank you very much. It's just a wonderful privilege to be able to serve.
Before we talk about this USS North Dakota commissioning in 2014, which is going to be phenomenal and an opportunity for folks to help in this effort, what do you make of the situation out there at Castleton and what's going on? You've been part of
Well, a lot of things.
It's very simple. Accidents happen. That's what they do. There's no doubt about it. And my understanding is that the oil train was doing just fine. It was the grain train that caused the problem. So I don't know what you make of it, except accidents do happen. And this time of year, the previous caller mentioned the cold has some effect on some of these rail ties and things like that. So I don't know. I don't know that you can charge up more than just an accident happen, and they do happen.
Yeah, very good point. And I don't know why that perspective is missing sometimes in the reporting on this, but I'd love to know how many trains safely arrived point A to point B at their destination yesterday. And I'd venture to say 99.99% did, but that's not
true. Well, I'm certain that's true.
Yeah. And that caller you mentioned knucklers and couplers and things I don't understand, but I have heard from some folks who were out at the scene yesterday and know the industry pretty well, and they said it was almost sure bet this was a cold related incident. It had something to do with the cold and the track. So,
I don't know anything about the physics of it, but I can tell you long pieces of steel will expand and contract depending upon the weather.
Exactly right. All right, let's talk about this wonderful project, the USS North Dakota, and the commissioning that is coming up. And this is a ways off. It's May, but yet there's an effort underway. There's an effort underway right now to really do this right. And that's where North Dakotans come in, right, Bob?
Absolutely. What we're doing is this. We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And next year, on May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
So here's a chance for folks to have a part of making history. And
that's exactly right.
And also, obviously, showing their pride in the great state of North Dakota and their patriotism as well. I think this is really a neat, unique opportunity. What you're seeking donations for a nonprofit foundation that'll put on this commissioning party.
That's exactly right.
How much money you need to raise and what happens with the funds?
Well, it's about $200,000 we're going to take it. So what's going to happen is we have a budget lined up. The Navy takes care of the actual ceremony itself, the commissioning ceremony. But all the events surrounding it, all the hoopla and the dinners and all the events surrounding it that make us proud and that let us show and how great North Dakota is, those are the responsibility of all of us in North Dakota. So our USS North Dakota Committee, working through the Bismarck Mandan Chamber Foundation, is responsible for putting on a fund drive and raising that money and paying for all these events. So we've contacted defense contractors, but we're giving everybody a chance to participate. And everybody who gives a contribution of $100 or more is going to be listed in the commissioning book. And the contributions are going to be used to pay for all these events. Plus, we hope to get more money than we need so that we can keep the committee in business for the next 33 years and bring people from the crew members from the ship back to North Dakota and maybe arrange for people from North Dakota to go out and see the boat whenever it's in port. So we're responsible for all this, and we're going to do it. Easy thing to do. People can send a check payable to the USS ND-BMCF, Bismarck Mandan Chamber Foundation, P.O. Box 1675 Bismarck 58502. Very simple thing to do. We chose not to set up our own corporation because there's no sense reinventing the wheel. We've got a nonprofit corporation right there that's giving us all kinds of support, and we're just running everything through that. So all gifts will be tax deductible because they will be charitable gifts. The foundation's a 501c3 entity. And we can be proud that we raised this money and put on these wonderful events surrounding the commissioning of USS North Dakota. And one other thing that's going to happen, Scott, is that the members of the crew, 134 of them, are going to get what we call plank owner plaques. We're responsible for paying for those. They're going to get a gift from the state of North Dakota from us to the boat, and we're responsible for that. We are going to take care of making sure it's a great ceremony, that people are going to be proud of it, that our state's going to be proud of it. A lot of people are going to go out to the ceremony from here. I hope that we have at least 500 people out there. But We're also going to try to arrange to have it on public access TV, and I'm sure they'll do a better job this time. Last time, people tried to watch on their computers and their laptops, and some did successfully, but there wasn't enough bandwidth, apparently, for everybody that wanted to get on. So that's going to be remedied this time.
And I love the idea of crew members being able to come out and meet North Dakotans and that interaction that can go, because this is a 33-year relationship that's starting, right?
Absolutely, because when that boat leaves the pier on May 31st, 2014, it's going to leave with a full tank of gas, and it's going to operate for 33 years without ever refueling. It's just absolutely incredible.
Now, I'm looking at the calendar, and it looks to me like it's the last day of 2013 today.
It
and,
is.
If you, like me, have the tax man saying, when are you going to come in here and sit down and get all the, your 2013 stuff figured out before April 15th, today would be a good day to make sure Uncle Sam gets a little less of your hard-earned money by making a nice contribution to the USS North Dakota, right?
That's right. A charitable contribution would really come in handy. So they put it in the mail today. If it's postmarked today, I'm sure it'll work just fine. USS North Dakota, USSND BMCF at P.O. Box 1675, Bismarck 58502. And we're also going to arrange, we'll be able to do this online through my blog at ussnd.com. We're going to have a place where you can make donations online. In fact, it may already be there. I'm not that smart enough to know about this stuff, but the people in charge would tell me they're going to get that all fixed up.
All right. Larry has a question in Fargo for our guest, Bob Wefeld, about the USS North Dakota event. In the coming months, we'll certainly get more details on the commissioning, because we'll have to bring the What's on Your Mind crew out there to cover that live and hopefully have lots
That'd
of
be great.
Quotes there. It'd be a lot of fun. But right now, the effort is to put together one heck of a great way to launch this little bit of history. Larry, your question for Bob Wefeld, joining us on What's on Your Mind today. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, Bob, why are you out begging for money when the state is flush? You think the state could spring for these celebrations since the boat is being named after the state?
Well, as a matter of fact, the state has already put some money into the acquisition, getting the name for us and getting the boat going, getting some crew members out here. We've had 9 members of the crew out here already. But the truth of the matter is, this is a big event, and we need all the people in North Dakota to get a part of it. And so we're given an opportunity for people who want to participate, who want to get their name on the program, who want to be out there, who want to make this thing happen. That's why we're going to do it. And besides that, there's no money that we can get now because the legislature's not in session. And they won't be in session until well after January of 2015. So we're at where we're at, and we're going to have to make the best of it. That's why we have to rely on the people in North Dakota to come out and help us. And the defense contractors put some money into it, too.
And I would also say to Larry, I'm not sure I want tax dollars going into this. I mean, this is, again, nobody's forcing anybody to donate here. This is do you want to be a part of something? Do you want your name in the program? Do you want your name on a plaque? Do you want to be a part of history here in the USS North Dakota and get a tax benefit from it as well? So,
well, just a minute. I should tell you this. We're not giving out plaques, and we're not giving out coffee cups, pens, trinkets, any of this kind of stuff. I really hate it when I make a charitable deduction, and they send me a coffee cup or something. Then they send me a receipt for my charitable deduction to say your $100 contribution actually counts for $97.25 because we gave you this $2.75 coffee cup. I hate that. So none of that's going to happen. We're not giving out trinkets. We're not giving out plaques. We're going to invite people out there for a great ceremony. Their deduction is going to be 100% tax deductible. We're not going to make you pay for your own contribution by giving you some trinket that you don't want.
No, I appreciate that. I simply meant the commissioning booklet, because I think it's neat that if you donate $100 or more, you're acknowledged in the commissioning booklet. You're a part of history. And again,
that's
it's a
right.
tax-deductible donation. That's pretty cool.
And that book is free, and that book is paid for by the United States Navy. I guess it wasn't. The federal tax dollars take care of that one, absolutely.
Yeah. So, again, this is a great opportunity to be a part of history without question. Hang tight, Bob. When we come back, I just want to have you nice and slow give the email address. The website, rather, and also the mail address that folks do want to donate to the USS North Dakota effort. And we'll also just remind folks to circle that date in the calendar come May.
When Great, I'm happy to do that.
You're Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, why do farmers feed corn to cows when it could be used for people instead?
People eat sweet corn, and although a cow would probably eat sweet corn too, they're fed field corn. Field corn is also used to make ethanol, oils, syrups, and even vitamins, paints, and plastics. Some people say feeding corn to cattle is unnatural. But if you put a cow in a pen with a choice of corn or grass, it will choose the corn. Corn-fed means that the animal eats a nutritionally balanced corn ration for a few months before they enter the food chain. Cattle spend most of their lives eating grass.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do.
Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
And I really encourage folks to go to ndfb.org on the Contact Us page and submit your questions. I could come up with hundreds of questions why farmers do what they do, because I'm a city boy. I don't get it, see? But that's a city boy's got a nice education from the Farm Bureau and all those growers and ranchers out there through that wonderful Ag Minute we do here on What's on Your Mind. We're chatting with Bob Weefold today. Bob is the chairman of the USS North Dakota effort that is underway. And welcome your calls, questions, comments for him. 800-228-0550. Nathaniel up in Napoleon has a question for you. Bob, go ahead, Nathaniel.
Hi. My question is it possible to donate on behalf of someone? I have three children, and I would like their names to be on the registry, so donating three separate times. I'm wondering if that is okay, if that would work.
Sure, that would be just fine. We will acknowledge the people that give gifts of $100 or more, and we think that's great. We haven't decided yet about gifts in memory of those kinds of things, and we'll have to talk about that because there's so much room in the program. I don't know exactly how the Navy wants to handle it, but everybody who gives a gift or there's a gift given in name of somebody, that person's name will be acknowledged in the program of $100 or more.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we'd love to have you do that. And for anybody to come on out, we just hope we get a good crowd out there.
What a great idea, Nathaniel. I mean, in your case, say you did three $300 donations, and then, you know, each of those donations you list in the commission booklet rather than your name as the donor, the person that you're donating in memory of. That's a neat idea and a great way to honor a vet. You know, I mean, the fun thing here, Bob, is if you could raise $200,000, $50, $100, $200, $500 at a time, from North Dakotans and veterans that say, what a great way to honor North Dakota. That's the fun part of this.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, small groups can do it. Your local Legion Club or VFW, look, they can all contribute if they want. Church groups, community groups, whomever wants to, we'll get your name in the program. It's the American Legion Post in Hatton, whatever it is. We'll, $100, we'll put them in the program. No doubt about it.
Nathaniel, anything else?
I was wondering about this train thing, not to take off from this, but I was wondering, why aren't they putting the fire out? That was just another question for another subject, I guess.
I guess they're trying. I don't know what that all entails, but it's a good question for Sheriff Laney, who will join us live from the scene here coming up next hour. Okay, we'll ask him for you.
Well, I can tell you from my Navy experience, when it comes to putting out oil fires, there's only so much material you have that can put it out, and you got to use the right kind of chemicals. And I'm assuming this is a big, big fire with lots of oil there, so I imagine they don't have all the chemicals in the world to fight this thing.
Interesting. By the way, I wanted to tell folks what the USS North Dakota will do. What's its mission?
Its mission is going to be, it's what's called an attack submarine. So basically, it's a multi-purpose underwater vessel. It's going to carry cruise missiles that can be launched from underwater, hit targets well away on shore. It'll create torpedoes to take out ships. It'll do recon work. It'll carry SEALs in a little SEAL submarine on the back of the submarine. It'll go into very interesting situations. It'll take people in there, drop them off, pick them up. It'll do recon work. It'll do intelligence work. It will do escort work for the carriers, for the ships out there. It will make certain that no enemy vessels ever go anywhere that we don't want them to.
Interesting. And again, the commissioning date is Saturday, May 31st in Groton, Connecticut. So
that's right.
Circle that date on your calendar. An emailer says that they received a brochure about this, are considering a $5,000 donation, and wondering if that gets them a seat at the actual event. What comes with a $5,000?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, here's what's going to happen. You know, we do have to recognize major donors. There's going to be seating, assigned seating for certain people that help us out. But everybody from North Dakota is going to be in the North Dakota delegation. We're all going to be seated right up there, right up front, with the VIPs of the Navy admirals and all those people and the defense contractors that come in. But we're going to see that there's people having good seats. So we're going to see that some of the major donors get invited to many of the events as possible. And, you know, we've got a limited number of spaces. Let me tell you what's going to happen. There's a ship sponsor lunch at noon on that Friday, the 30th of May. with just a handful of people that are the ship sponsor's family. That Friday evening, there's a chairman's dinner that we can host about 300 people. And we're going to have various people at that. During the commissioning ceremony itself, there's going to be seating on the pier, and we're trying to get all our North Dakota people right up there as front, as close as we can. We're going to have some assigned seating up there. I'm sure it'll go to admirals and major donors and defense contractors.
And by the way, we have plenty of time to get you all the details on the event in May. I just wanted to tell folks, because today's the last day of this year, if you want to donate, get that check dated today and sent to USS ND, Box 1675, Bismarck, North Dakota, 58502. Thanks, Bob.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.